Coming up on Tech News Today, we look back at our predictions for 2013 that we made at the end of 2012 and see just how well we did. Did we do any of them right? Stick around and find out.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Tech News Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Tech News Today for Thursday, December 26th, 2013. Tech News Today is brought to you by us and you. Thanks for watching. Welcome to Tech News Today. I'm Tom Merritt.
I'm Sarah Lane.
I'm Maya Zacher.
And I'm Jason Howell.
And this is our predictions results show, where we look back at our predictions from the 2013 predictions show. Well, it was in 2012, but we were making our predictions for 2013. Mm-hmm. We look back on 2013 and check in how we did. You know, I've noticed, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, when we started doing this kind of show at Buzz Out Loud years ago, it was because nobody ever checked in on their predictions. Everybody would make wild predictions, and then nobody would ever look back to see how well they did. And so we're like, well, we'll do that. We'll look at our, we'll take put our feet to the fire. I've noticed a bunch more people starting to do this.
So they ripped you off.
Well, that's the thing about, I mean, you can make a wild prediction, right? You know, in the moment, you can say just about anything because at the beginning of any year, it's like, who knows what it's going to be like at the end of the year? 12 months in tech is a really long time. A lot of things change. But you should hold yourself to good predictions. You can say anything.
I'm looking at these predictions. It just makes me feel like, you know, like a high school kind of thing. It's like, oh, that was the haircut I went with? This is the thing I went with? Oh.
That's the trend I was into?
I really thought, you know, overalls with one strap was a good idea, but no.
I think what I realize in looking back at these a year later, and this is the case year after year, is how stuck in a particular moment predictions are when you make them. You know, like it's obviously it's very hard to tell the future. So you're going to talk about what's kind of top of mind. But when you look back at it a year later, you're like, oh, that is the thing that we were all talking and thinking about a year ago. And then, you know, decided to make it this big year-long prediction thing when really it fizzled out in February and we haven't heard about it ever since.
Yeah, I know. It's funny how many things you see like that. Yeah. Well, let's dig right in. And we'll start with one that Sarah, myself, and I, as all three, had a prediction about. And that was Apple TV. Sarah, you said we will see the Apple TV.
The actual
Apple television. I agreed with Sarah saying that it would be a television and a set-top box, but it would be reworked and have a new interface and all that. And I said Time Warner will be involved in the launch. Ayaz came the closest, though, saying Time Warner would partner with Apple, but you said it would be on set-top box integration.
That's what I was hoping for. I was wrong.
You got real close, though, because Time Warner's app just launched on Apple TV.
I mean, that's integration. That's a partnership. It's not necessarily what you thought it would be, but it's not a miss.
No, clearly, that's exactly what I was talking about, so I should get full points for that. And I was thinking, yeah, it's going to have launched exactly when it did. No. I didn't see that coming. I'm really glad that... Well, the thing is, with UI, Apple's got it down, and set-top boxes have been a mess. And we've seen, like, throughout the year where all these other companies have tried to go into the internet television space. We saw Intel trying to figure out OnQ, all this thing about UI, and who knows where that's going to end up, maybe Verizon. I thought Apple made the most sense for a company like Time Warner because Time Warner doesn't seem to care about UI. They just want to make sure you just pay them. And I'm hoping this just continues in the future where more companies just bother to have apps for the Apple TV.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to sort of hang up my Apple TV hat. It's been my prediction for the last couple of years just because I've been wanting something so much.
Stay on the horse.
I don't know, Tom. I mean, yes, I have predictions that are yet to come, so never say never. But in general, this was the year that I decided, you know, Apple has they've got their product line. It became pretty clear what the next iPhone was going to be. We saw the next generation of iPads. The Apple TV, I no longer think, is right around the corner. So, yeah, it was a wishful thinking kind of prediction that I did this time last year.
I don't think we were all that far off at the time. I think Apple was probably pretty close to being able to do something like this. And I think they were going to do it with Time Warner, which is why we see a Time Warner app on Apple TV now. I just think that the negotiations for content proved to be more difficult than everyone expected. And that's what killed Intel's OnCue project as well. I mean, it's not dead yet, but they have essentially shelved it and they're looking to sell it. The one company we didn't hear from this year is the company that Jason predicted, and his prediction might still come true just after the first of the year. Jason, you predicted a Nexus Google TV.
Yeah, Google Nexus TV, which hasn't happened necessarily. I honestly thought that at the beginning of the year, I thought, all right, so Google's kind of proven their dedication to the tablet and obviously to the phone, and they've anointed kind of Nexus devices to both of those categories, and that Google TV was kind of the thing that had yet to be really taken to that next level, and that they would take it a little more seriously. But then what happened this year? We hardly heard anything about Google TV until, of course, the last few weeks when we started hearing about the Nexus TV possibly launching sometime in the early part of next year. So maybe we'll see this. Doesn't necessarily mean that I got it right this time, but hey, it made the news.
Yeah, clearly,
and it wasn't in the news when I made the prediction. So
you planted that story for the end of the year, so you wouldn't be completely wrong. And I applaud your commitment to fraud. It's impressive. Impressive.
If you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own.
Yeah, that's right.
Sarah, you predicted last year that the Surface RT would get pulled by mid-2013. I think that was a close call, but it didn't end up happening.
It didn't end up happening, but a lot of things happened to the Surface. In fact, I was asking Ayaz before the show, remind me what happened, because it's been a volatile year for the Surface. We've got now the Surface and the Surface Pro, Surface 2 and the Surface Pro 2. So in a way, you could say that the Surface RT as a name was indeed pulled and replaced with something better. Uh-huh.
Going for partial credit.
Okay, all right.
I like this.
I know that's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah,
but
I
think I was on the right track. This time last year, remember, it was right before the holidays of 2012. Surface RT was kind of rushed out, and we all were sort of like, huh, how is this going to go? And I said, in 6 months, Microsoft is going to be sorry that they launched it the way that they did. The Surface had not launched yet at this point last year, and it all seemed very strange. So I stand by my I feel like I got the trend right anyway.
Yeah, I think you're pretty accurate on that, because the Surface, Microsoft took a huge tax write down on that, and then the Surface RT, while if you go to the webpage, it says Surface RT in the title bar. It's just called the Surface now. They killed the RT branding because it was far too confusing. So I think you technically got this right.
Yeah, Gomery in the chat room is saying she's right. You can't buy a Surface RT right now. So there you go.
Yeah. So is that half or full point?
Come on. Give me some full points, dudes. Because my other predictions are pretty bad.
all right. Ayaz, you've made your case.
Let's see if Ayaz can stretch this one into sounding correct. Google gets into wireless service as a carrier or MVNO?
Sure, I can say that. Project Loon was this year.
Oh, please.
Wireless internet. Google's on it. Okay. Now, while it wasn't what I thought back then.
Impressive.
Back then, there was all these rumors.
Yeah, it's not at all what you were describing.
This is retconning. I figure back then, this is when Dish was rumored to be partnering with Google to work on some kind of wireless coverage. They would have been a major carrier or something in the U.S. No, that didn't happen. Google Fiber did go into more places. I think if I'm going to get any points, it'd be like 0.0001, because Project Loon is not something that's widely used. It's an experiment right now. It's one of those moonshots. But they are wireless, and that's Google. So
it's not a mobile phone carrier, though.
Well, wait, what is the actual thing? As a carrier of MVNO?
You were talking phone service.
I tried. I don't know if you can do phones with
them. It's a good effort. I got to give you that. I'll give you a 0.1 just for the effort.
That's for the effort. Thank you so much, Tom.
And the chat room has awarded Sarah a full point. Jason, I feel like if you had just stopped talking one sentence more, this prediction could be called totally, totally right. I'd still give it to you. You said touchscreen notebooks will become hot and by year end, a lot more regular. And then you went on to say maybe even OS X, which that
I did say maybe. I did say maybe even.
Yep.
But yes, I would say I pretty much got this one. Like, I feel like all year, and particularly on Before You Buy as a review category, so many touchscreen everything, but touchscreen laptops in particular I don't know if they're as ubiquitous as maybe I thought they were going to be, but they seem to be more and more. And it's getting to the point where more and more you're wondering if the laptop that you already want just happens to have a touchscreen too.
We even saw an Acer Chromebook, a second touchscreen Chromebook that came out. The Pixel's the first one. Mm-hmm. Chromebook, not necessarily something, Chrome OS, not something you even think about, touchscreen. It now has touchscreen for like around $300. Windows 8 seems like it makes a lot of sense with touchscreens because of the charms bars and things like that. But the fact that it's even creeping onto the Chromebook world, that was very surprising to me.
My next one was a 3D printer battle prediction. There would be battles about copyright. There would be 3D printer battles between companies. And companies would start to build fan bases and get fanboys that were cheering MakerBot versus RepRap. That has all technically happened, but to a much smaller extent than I was predicting. And I thought it was just going to rise into the mainstream consciousness a lot more than it did.
I think you were a year too early, really.
Yeah.
I don't think anything about that is wrong. It's just we're still kind of like, ooh, anytime anything gets 3D printed, it's like, oh, you could do that too. Huh. This concept is still unveiling itself.
Was this the year that Staples started having 3D printers and 3D printing services?
Because
I'm not sure when they started. Was it last year? Prompted Tom's prediction.
Oh, was that it?
Okay. Well, it was part of it anyway, yeah, because we were basically talking about 3D printing almost like we are right now a year ago. Mm-hmm. It just hasn't, the snowball effect hasn't gotten engaged yet.
It hasn't gone rolling.
It has not accumulated its snow.
Right, yeah, still has to find a hill to roll down or something.
Let's roll down into your prediction, Sarah, which I think you backed into being absolutely right because you said HBO will offer a standalone service. It will be very expensive, around $40 a month. I remarked that the only way that that could happen would be in partnership with a cable company, and Sarah agreed. And what did we get? Comcast selling a basic cable package that only had HBO as a bonus channel for $40 a month.
Unbelievable.
What did you know? What did you know?
Kind of a genie. Yeah. I didn't know anything. This was just wishful thinking because I know there were so many people out there that wanted to watch HBO programming.
And it wasn't over the internet. We all were expecting like, oh, it'd be over the internet directly. But it is also over the internet because of HBO Go.
Well,
de facto is what you described.
Yeah, it's not truly standalone. It was just this workaround, which I think it's full points.
It wasn't a workaround because Comcast offered it as a package.
It's not like, but the thing
but
is.
But it's also not, I know what you're
but
saying.
But the thing is, I was saying you can get HBO without all the other bloat for $40. And Comcast is like, you can get HBO plus a little bloat for $40. So it's what I asked for, plus bloat.
Now, free bloat. Did that pay extra?
That sounds like the Thanksgiving motto. Yeah. What I asked for, plus bloat. I'm mixing our holidays, but
yeah. You almost got this one entirely wrong, but the saving grace is we don't know all the numbers yet.
Yeah.
You said the Xbox 720, and you went ahead and said, yes, I think it's going to be called the 720, will sell better than the PS4.
It didn't.
The jury's kind of out on that. But you also said the PS4 would be more expensive, not innovative, and there would also be small, cheap, cloud-based Xboxes.
Okay, you just went
totally
for it
got
on this one.
I went for it. I basically went head first into pile of manure here. That was completely wrong. The Xbox, at this point, I think the PlayStation 4 sold, 2.1 million units in the first couple of days. And then Microsoft waited a couple of days to say they sold 2 million. They were hanging their hat on hours played, meaning they had not sold as well. And Microsoft,
The MPD numbers today said that PS4 sold more in the U.S. in November, but the Xbox One, because it came out later, sold more per week. So per time that it was out, it sold better. So take that as you will.
And the PS4 totally undercut the price of the Xbox One, not the 720, as I thought it'd be called. The Xbox One being $100 extra. But there were all these stories showing how Sony took out their camera edition just to bring the price down. How that's going to shake out in the long run is what we'll see. But I'm totally wrong on this, too. PS4 is, I think, arguably has more innovation because they have a lot more sharing functionalities. They have a lot more indie gaming going there. So had it completely wrong, and I'm completely okay with being completely wrong about this because the gaming space is awesome right now.
Actually, I gave away the fact that that we are in time travel. We are in the midst of the space-time continuum. When I said MPD numbers today, I meant those MPD numbers.
You meant the royal today.
Yes, the royal. What? Right. Jason, I can't figure out if you got this one right or not yet. You said ebook sales would surpass physical book sales. At the time, I called it a softball prediction. But then everything I looked, when I looked for links, all said like, no, not until like 2017 is that going to happen.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure where I was going with that one. I just knew something around ebooks and I needed to fill out a prediction. And I mean, you noted in here that ebooks did lead in the adult market.
Yeah,
so that's
they did.
Significant.
Yeah, take
but
it.
I suppose I'll take that. But no, it appears that this is not the case. So I think I lost on this one. It's okay.
This next one is another example of how I think we backed into some pretty good predictions. I said Yahoo gets into video, striking a balance between YouTube and Hulu, striking partnerships with producers, and creating a Yahoo TV portal with some originals. I haven't quite done much with the portal, although it already existed, so I could say it's there. They haven't done what I thought as far as licensing television shows, although they did get the Saturday Night Live deal. So they got clips, and they are definitely going after originals with hiring Katie Couric. So what do you guys think?
Well, I think, I mean, particularly in the last month, it's definitely turned into your prediction. I mean, having Katie Couric
stop right there. I win.
Who has produced absolutely no video content right now for Yahoo. So that'll be true next year.
Yeah, but it's in flux.
It's getting there. Yeah, the thing is, I don't think people even are aware of Yahoo Screen. That's actually where all the video stuff is. Yeah. Screen.yahoo.com. So this has been around for a while. The SNL deal, I think, is pretty close to what you're talking about. I mean, Yahoo even has a video app on the Apple TV. I mean, that's another idea that they're actually pushing into the video space much more aggressively than I would imagine them last year.
I think all of the parts are now in place in order for people like us to say, yeah, they have a whole video initiative. Here's some shows that now we consider Yahoo properties. It just hasn't happened yet, but that's what they're going to do.
So you're saying I'm right?
I'd give it to you.
Yep.
You're saying there's a chance? Tom?
I'm saying you get a point.
Yeah. Java 678 gave me a half-baked point on that. I have to bake the other half myself. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room, the sad news, RIM. Sarah, you predicted dead on arrival, no adoption for BlackBerry 10, BlackBerry OS 10, and that RIM would die this year. I, as you said, Dell was going to buy RIM this year. And I said, by the end of 2013... Nokia will be for sale, if not sold, and RIM will be stable.
What in the... I mean, we were all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know where your whole Dell thing came in.
Well, I always figured enterprise meets enterprise.
Yeah.
Dell was busy buying itself, it turned out, this year. Sarah's absolutely right. The RIM is dead.
No more RIM.
They changed their name to BlackBerry.
Oh, you're going to give her that. That's
clever. I'm
going to
give her that.
Why not?
She's completely right about that. And the thing
it's
is,
BlackBerry, not RIM.
No adoption. They are like the fourth player. Windows Phone is the third player right now.
Yeah.
That is surprising considering Windows Phone was a mess when we started off the year. BlackBerry 10, I wouldn't know if it's DOA, but it's on life support.
Saying that it's dead on arrival is not accurate, but.
It's like it's twitching.
I mean,
you were exaggerating when you wanted to say it would flop. And it did flop.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. I think I get a point.
Nokia did get
sold.
Wait a second.
Got that part right.
Parts of Nokia were sold. Their handset business, their IP.
That's the business we were talking about.
You got it. You absolutely got it.
That didn't get sold.
Fish or whatever it is, that's still going.
Yeah. RIM is not stable. It's not even called RIM. It's BlackBerry, and it's certainly not stable. Although that part of the prediction might end up being true next year, possibly. But that's far from assured, too. So I think I blew it on that.
Somebody was going to try to buy RIM. because that's what happened. Because
that is what happened.
Exactly. There was a number of companies trying to get RIM and or BlackBerry, and they just couldn't get approval. Lenovo was the rumored one, but the Canadian government squashed that, saying we're not going to approve that for national security reasons. So,
all right, let's clean up these last few. Jason, did we get a mainstream 7-inch tablet with phone capability?
You know, when I was researching this to like check into it, I was like, man, I could have swore that we did. The clincher being mainstream 7-inch tablet phone capability in the U.S. because we'd heard of these before, but by the time they make it to the U.S., they never have that phone capability built into it. I thought, you know, phones are getting bigger, so it's going to be less and less weird that a 7-inch tablet would have phone capability. Turns out the Galaxy Note 8 was released with phone capability, so was the Asus Phone Pad, but neither of those made it to the U.S. with that phone capability. Rather, the Phone Pad didn't make it to the U.S. The Galaxy Note 8 did, but the phone capability was removed. I don't think I got it. You know, maybe this next year.
Sarah, did Samsung buy HTC?
No. But it should have.
You should have listened to Sarah, Sam.
Yeah. Way to go, history. No, that didn't happen. I was pretty convinced that HTC was going to implode. You can argue that it's still on its way, but no, Samsung did not buy HTC. That simply didn't happen. Samsung is worried. Is doing its Samsung thing.
Did Ultraviolet launch the Common File format?
I don't think so.
No. They got closer.
I tried to want
they got,
to
They work. Definitely got closer this summer.
Yeah, there's more adoption of CFF, but Ultraviolet's still not exactly prime time.
I tried to tell you at last year's prediction show that it already had launched because the Common File format had been unveiled, but you were trying to say, like, it'll be put out there for
people. Well, one of the things we've always talked about is that DRM is only a problem when you notice it. And I know that in the past year that Ultraviolet, not exactly... this amazing thing people are super excited about. And my prediction was CFF will launch and it will be awesome. And I know it's not awesome.
And finally, Jason, did we get a Motorola Nexus? Because you said we would not.
I said we would not and we did not.
Yes.
Yes. But I kind of want one. So,
ooh.
But yes, I got the point. Did you already give or talk about the fiber internet? For yours?
Oh, no. You know what? I skipped right past that one. Apologies. I said there would be a battle for fiber internet, that it would involve municipalities fighting to install fiber, Google expanding to other cities, and corporations trying to put the brakes on it and rolling out their own fiber installations. All of those things happened.
Yeah, and then we also saw AT&T trying to get into Austin with its Giga Power thing, so they're competing with Google head-on. Got it.
Yeah.
Dang. So looking all right for Tom and Sarah. You guys got 3 out of 5. Good one.
I got a sweep here, guys. You got zero.
A zero sweep.
That's right. I'm going
3 out of 5 ain't bad.
Maybe I'll
and I got two. Consistent. I got 2 points.
And that counts for something.
Squat.
Yeah,
consistently wrong, I
you
ask.
You got an E for effort.
That's right.
Tom, how do we split our winnings? How does this work? What do we get?
Just, the usual bourbon.
Yeah, or I could break this power bar. Oh, or into, that pieces.
Yeah. Sarah gets the power, and Tom gets the bar.
Ugh.
No,
oh okay.
Who eats those?
I'll eat it then.
Then all Jason wins.
More power for you.
More power bar for me.
Yeah,
folks. That is the end of our predictions results show. Thanks for hanging around with us while we did this. Coming up tomorrow, December 27th, it's our predictions for 2014. We will look into our crystal balls again. Ayaz is going to redouble his efforts, by God. He's going to
redouble,
get it right.
When you multiply 0 by 2, that's what I'll be doing.
He's going to add, not subtract. So check in on that at twit.tv/TNT. You can also email us, TNT@twit.tv. And give us a call, 260-TNT-SHOW. We'll see you then.